Next patient is Lisa Nichols. The last name is N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Lisa, L-I-S-A. This is the clinical case of a 54-year-old white female that is a patient of Central Florida Healthcare that was referred to the office for evaluation of proteinuria, period. She has a 15-year history of diabetes mellitus, has been overweight for her. For a period of time, she has also a comorbidity. She has also arterial hypertension, sleep apnea, and peripheral neuropathy. The patient has been treated with Trulicity and Sigduo, it seems to me that despite the fact that she doesn't admit changes in the behavior in terms of diet, she has improved the hemoglobin A1C that used to be more than 10 is down to 8.3. The protein creatinine ratio is just 360 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The serum creatinine is 0.8, and the estimated GFR is 86, period. That is a consideration, the combination of medications that the patient takes is the adequate one, and I was wondering if the administration of a glipizide or glimepiride could help to improve the blood sugar control, period. I'm asking the patient to follow the recommendations in terms of diet in order to accomplish a better blood sugar control and a control in the proteinuria. Number two. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This is a problem that is associated to diabetic nephropathy. And in this case, is also associated to weight. The blood pressure today is 151 over 87. The patient gained 5 pounds of body weight. Patient is taking carvedilol, hydrochlorothiazide. And I think that by losing the weight, the blood pressure is going to get under better control. Following number of obstructive sleep apnea, the patient has a sleep apnea evaluation and test scheduled for October of this year. The patient is going to be seen by the primary this coming week. I sent copies of the laboratory workup and my suggestions regarding the treatment. And we are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes in in the lab interpretation, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.